Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, it's Cinco de Mayo. Time to spice up your life.
Face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump up smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romance, and can't sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines. Stand flat, butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
fellas,
yeah.
Shake it,
shake,
shake
it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back. Here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. Begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna till the break of dawn. Baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, even white boys got the shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. Motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X showdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
How come you looking? All eyes on
like omelet and complete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole Benz flip. Acting like you on my team. When you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swooshing like a chef. My verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault.
It's my fault.
Now she hooking. Her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best. Y'all still rookin'. Call my agent. For the bookie, yeah.
Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks say, they want it through, hit me, and skip the two. So now, girl, you know what to do. So now, girl, you know what to do.
Ooh, yeah, hey, it's to the beat, up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lesson experience. Never go ahead. The agitation. Oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard. You like, ooh, yeah. Thanksgiving. You real bad. Thanksgiving. You real bad.
Beezy. Got him on this one.
What up, y'all? It's Matt Big Stats Franco, and you're listening to the station that's got him looking. That's right, it's Big Stats Idol Hour, and that song was Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFP crew. We got an amazing show for you today. Co-founding member from the original four, and honorary third member of the MSFP crew is talking to us today. You've seen him on YouTube. You've seen him perform with G-Shoes. You've seen him a lot of places. He's definitely an artist to look out for. And he produces as well. He's executive producing MSFP Crew's Skippa's solo project as well. Give it up for the one and only Crown.
What's going on? Hey, what's up, everybody?
All right. So earlier we were mentioning G-Shoes and how you're working with him as well. Explain to us how that exactly works, being a guy who technically works for two white rapping CEOs.
Well, you know, doing this business, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you got talent, you got talent. And I've been inspired by the MSFP crew for a long time now, and G-Shoes, that man is an awesome rapper and a great businessman. So I always look forward to being around them in the studio and working, and they love my production. So it always makes good songs when people love each other with the music that we produce.
And what do you think of the fast response of G-Shoes' record release party? We captured some archived footage. I believe we titled the video Tupac is Alive within MSFP P. Cruz Crown. I think I kind of reworded what we said on YouTube, but I think the fans pretty much get the message. What do you think about the fast response about that video?
Well, you know, for a while now, people have been dedicated to saying that me and Tupac have very similar styles. And to hear that through my rap career, it inspired me to understand that, hey, there's something inside me from a spirit. And I'm glad that people are enjoying the way my rap style has become. I with no promotion at all to know and see how many reviews I got from the record release party at G-Shoes, I'm very happy about the response, and I'm glad that people are looking into my rap style.
All right. In a minute, we're going to play one of your songs from your Born to Be album. But I figure it'd be fun just so they know that this is just a coincidence and not just some marketing scheme. Can you hit us with a little acapella?
Growing up in Oakland, the town of the thugs, here we hustle up, protecting off of...
Well, I think that was a good little sample. You know, I think it got the message through.
That's right.
All right. So, we have two of your songs that are going to be, that were originally on off the Born to Be album, that's going to be on our station's Idol Compilation Volume 2 album. It's a mixed album, so you're going to be on an album that also has rock acts, also has country acts, R&B acts. It's a mixed, uncensored album. So, which will be out later this year. So, we're going to hit him with one that we've performed often at the clubs from your Born to Be album. This is Show 'em What You Got.
Show 'em what you got.
Show 'em what you got.
Never heard before, I got you hypnotized with my mind. I'm steady coming here to see me moving all the time. I'm on the grind, baby, when I slide in, don't be timid. I'm steady freaking the situation, got you all up in it. My hitters know me when they see me ride by. Throw it up like it's nothing, I'm from the north side. Player, it ain't no time for gaming, it's just a bunch of planning. Coming with dangerous lyrics and have you need for taming. It's gotta be gold if you wanna get it right, and it'll be gone if you wanna see me live. Nothing. My candy sipping martinis, you better show them something. Cause love, this is how we holding it down. You never see me a thug, hit a straight from the town. If you got love for me, I got love for your hood. If you got gold for me, I'ma tell you what's good. Cause it's the reason I'm getting you started the season. Believe in me, because I'm rugged and thuggish about my family. So what you got for me is what I got for you. A whole lot of gold, baby, I'ma use it too. And when you get in touch with it, you better bubble, honey. And don't be letting them haters get up with all your money.
My lady, my head, my plan. with no regrets. Let the game unfold in front of you like the red carpet. This royalty, baby, and gold is how it all started. 24 karat, you wanna shine in the back light. You better do a movie when you wanna stop. It's gold to get, so catch the crown on the rebound. Holding it down for all my thugs in the town.
Show 'em what you got. That one, along with Hotspot, was always a crowd pleaser. I know that we've had private conversations, and you feel as an artist that you've grown a lot since the recording of that song. But can you take us back in time for you? 'Cause I know. For all four of us, that was a magical moment for the MSFP crew, making that song and then performing it on stage. What was that moment like with Hotspot for you?
Well, when I first heard the track that Skipper actually pre-produced it, I said, man, that's a hit. Let's get together and make a song that people will enjoy in the club with that production that she has started on. And it was a very magical moment for me because I never did a song like that before in my career. So I really enjoyed being on stage with Skip and Mr. Matt Frankel doing the song because the response was so enjoyable from the crowd that it just had to be a hit.
Definitely, and would you say, I know you showed me the other night a sample of some of the newer stuff that you're doing. Do you think that was a pivotal moment that sort of changed your career as an artist in the type of sounds that you're working with and the type of lyrics that you write?
Yeah. You know, as an artist, you always want to develop different styles also, learn to see who you are, how far you can take yourself, and what you believe the crowd will enjoy.
All right. So let's hear that song that made history. You can buy it not only on the MSFP Crew's EP, but you can also get it off Idol Compilation Volume 1, currently on iTunes. It's Hotspot.
Who is that? Let's get on the track. Yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. Let you know if you thought I wasn't from the old. Well, here we go again. You ain't.
I'm gonna let you know who you all in the door. Me, are you law, a dinosaur? I'm older, older, I'm ancient. My lyrics are coming, but I have no patience for you. No time to waste it. Coming through now with the cases. Can you hear what I'm saying? Is there any chasing, 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 chasing? Go, 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 I said, go, 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 I said.
I'm soft, refreshing like a frosty freeze. The sip of this mist bring a man to me. Elegantly like a summer breeze. Got the image of me, 3D, a technical, spectacle, electricity. Light up the spot, hot spot, that's hot, don't stop. You got what I got. You got what I got, what I want. You got what I want.
That was Hotspot, an amazing track. It was magical for all four of us when the original MSFP crew came into the studio and recorded it. And I know that everyone in the MSFP crew that was in the crew at that point in time really feels a magical connection to that song.
Yeah, the song was a great moment for MSFP crew. It got us great reviews and a lot of good shows, and we did a lot of networking with that one particular song. And I'm very happy that it's in my career to this day.
All right. So how, for a while you were living out in the South, and I know that you recorded a few songs. How did being a West Coast artist living in the South influence your music?
Well, you know, the South, they got that screwed up music. I was out there with a record label that was almost second to the greatest out there in Texas, and they gave me a lot of new style of beats, slow beats, where I had to learn how to revamp my style to a southern style of production, and it elevated my career.
All right, now. Another thing that you did early in your career was a small reality show from the Bay to L.A. Tell us about that experience.
Well, a family member of mine they had a record label also, an independent record label called Dark Sirius Entertainment. And they came out here to Los Angeles and wanted to create a reality show to collab the Bay Area with Southern California artists and just have a reality TV show on how it is from living in the Bay to moving to L.A., trying to get their music and production off the ground. And I'm glad that I took that step to see how it is to be in an environment like that and then shown on YouTube, Beta LA. All
right, so you guys got to go look that up. Now, music videos and various social networking sites, how can people connect with you?
Well, right now, I'm working with, of course, you know, I'm working with the MSFP crew. So anything, when you type up MSFP crew, my name will pop up, Q-R-A-U-N. And I'm working with G-Shoes right now. So anything you pop with G-Shoes, my name is going to pop up also. And right now I'm doing more production than being a lyricist. And it feels good that to be doing the production part of the industry right now for me.
But I also understand that you're currently even that you love doing the production, but you're also currently working on doing another album. Tell us about that project and where some of the inspiration for some of these new songs that you're planning to record come from.
Well, I took time away for 6 months. I went on vacation. And I got to, you know, get back into writing. And I developed a new style of writing. And it's given me insight on just trying to see how it would be to, you know, do this new style of writing and production. When I went on vacation, I was dealing with a lot of deputies and inmates. So I got a lot of information and inspiration from deputies and inmates. And it made me think about how my life was when I was younger and growing up in Oakland, and all those thoughts came back to me. And so I started writing more on those thoughts and expressions.
All right. Compared on the Born to Be album, if you compare when you were in the moment to now retrospective, which are the songs that were the most meaningful to you, and I know in time, you know, perspectives change, so certain songs you gravitate more to now than you did at the time. So what were you feeling at that point in time song-wise, and what are you feeling now song-wise from that project?
Well, you know, to me, Born to Be was produced by Mario Marchetti. And every song that we produced on there, to me, was genuine and classic to me. And I really can't say that there was just one song, because the overall album, to me, was a true story all in all. But, you know, you can't be stuck on one idea, one album. You have to grow. So now I took my information and teachings from Mario from the Born to Be, and I initiated it to a new style and new production. And it's elevating me. And I always think about how the Born to Be album was so successful. And I just want all my albums to be like that.
All right. So there's no particular song that you say that's my jam too?
Well, not me personally. I think they're all tight. But the reviews that I got started to make me understand which song was the actual song. And Bad Seed, the song Bad Seed, I perform it all the time. And every time I perform it, I get the same response. I get a very great response when I perform Bad Seed out of all the songs on Born to Be album.
Interesting. Very interesting. Let's take a listen to Bad Seed right now.
Bad Seed. Scarred up and battered, bruised up, stolen, shattered. My whole life I got my ass whipped. A bad seed, that's what you wanted to call me. I flaunted my style out there in the mall, seeds to Long Beach. Raw heat, troubles intertwined, but now I got a lot of seeds in line. Believe the dynasty is mine, these rhymes were off the time, yeah. When me and my mom was on the street, crime was still coming up with heat. Looking for a place for us to sleep, my bones got weak, nobody had no place for me. Now you know what that's gonna do to a young black man in this kaleidoscope. I'd rather hope, and that's gonna make you bubble harder. God bless, I didn't know my father, I have twin daughters. So who wanna stab me in the spine for a couple of quotas? The struggle's orders, and former reporters is so compulsive. In California, I'm tired of excuses from fallen soldiers. I'm balling on ya. Recognize when we see a bad seed. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. Separated, my family faded. The holy made it to court. My freedom forbade it. And the DA who hated me a bad seed. That's what she wanted to call me to. Because I did what them ballin' do. Because I was all into. Living a life of crime, speaking my mind, spitting these rhymes, thinking these nine bitches. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I had to do what I had to do to make a move to blast at you if it was necessary. I wasn't very big as a little kid, taking a swig under the bridge, taking a fight from bigger kids. Kicking the busters in their ribs like my hitter karate did. Now who gonna be the bad seed tonight? I had to fight. So now you're gonna put me in the same category as murder stories and criminals that you see on TV. That was never me, nobody believed, but I still got a felony. I ain't the bad seed, I'm just a product of the system, G. And if you wanna judge, get the finger from me. And if you think I budge, here the fuck what you think. And I won't hold a grudge if you don't hold one on me. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. B-A-D-S-E-E-D. That's what you wanted to call me. I wonder why. Is it because I'm getting high? Is it because I ain't afraid to die? I wonder why you wanna hold me down. Is it because my first name is Crown? I'm putting it down. I'm moving around the town. And bad apple in the bush. I'm giving it what? I'm coming about the cut. I'm opening the doors. I'm slinging the doors. Doing the things that it's I show. Why? It's 2 in the morning. I'm sipping the Patron. You know what's going on. Got my finger on the chrome. So I'll be watching my back. A bad seed. Gotta do them things. Slinging them gas in a Cadillac. So follow me to the end of time. And you will find a life of crime. A bad seed. Why is everybody pointing the finger at me? Recognize you see a bad seed. I'm not the bad harvest.
All right, that was Bad Seed by Crown. Now, you've also done some feature work both out in Texas and with artists back out in the Bay and on various projects for G-Shoes, as well as your work with the MSFP crew. When you were recording for Young Nasty, tell us about the process when you were recording Cutback.
Well, you know, Cutback was produced by Young Nasty. He actually made the track. And we was at Trey Angle's production studio at the time in Moreno Valley, California. And they were inspired to rap and do production But when I came to the crew with them, they just got really motivated to just knock out songs. We didn't know Cutback was going to get those reviews, but when we did Cutback, we just loved that song so much we had to put it out. So, yeah, Cutback is a old school song that we did, but it's tight.
All right. Let's get a listen to it. This is Cutback.
Individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these toxic individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that.
What's up,
these kids be trying to hold us back. Don't be getting rich, and bigger figures, watch the money stack. I'm on the map, you on the map, so these haters better respect that. Before I open your chest with the Mac, he had to leave you laying on your back. He thought you had it, but situations get drastic, niggas get blasted. Trying to get a nigga for a shit, and it don't stop, it don't quit. Snitch, it's snake niggas, all on my dick. Baller boy, faulty boys, catch the heat. Slump you off your feet, and don't sweat the technique. We let off with heat, crown represent the streets. And nasty, keep coming with them platinum at beat, yeah. Fucking with them shiesty individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shiesty individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that.
Fucking with these shiesty individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shiesty individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Might not have moves like Marshall Fulk, but making cutbacks. Cause when my back end goes up, beware of the strap. I done dealt with 50 niggas trying to get me where I lay. If you're paranoid sometimes, up in California, ain't. But I left the county jail with a lot of stress on my mind. This girl had my baby turn me into one time. Put me on this plate like a well-dressed mannequin. I'm in a state of 911 panicking. If it's cracking, I'm attacking with the aim to disassemble. Game stays nimble. Even if I die, I won't dwindle. Conniving symbols plot and they scheme. Don't wanna see us make it, we gon' still do our thing. Crown is a king, Young Nasty is a general. Put us all together and you got raw material. The bitches on my boat, I'm like bitches overboard. Even if you rap my signature, I still can't be bored.
Times is hard, the way I rock my flow, it gets me far. Felix emotion, switch the potion, then I take mine up your car, off your life. Just seen I had them shaking like some dice. Body bags come a dozen with no reduction on the price to the sequel. And I take my shoddy, aim it at some people like I see no evil hanging from the sunroof of the regal. Shit starter, and I pick and choose with MC, I'm a slaughter. And a mixed up order, cut back on the lips around my quarter, little bitch. I'ma cut back on the alky, not the chicks. When a diamond put your body in a place that don't exist. Fuck that, cause the murder gang killers bought they chips off a zip. I flipped the six and I'm a girl and got dismissed in this conclusion. I'ma keep it good until the bitch bounce. The number one cut back out my spine.
Fucking with them shiesty individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shiesty individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that.
All right, man. We're ready up in here. Live in the booth. I have Young Nasty. Blaze! Just want me to rap, huh? Is that the plan? Is that the plan, guys?
That was Cutback featuring Crown. Now, this show's about you, so I'm not pumping anyone else that was formerly from the MSFP crew, but of course I have to address two features that you did, and one of which I executive produced, which is for sale on our parent website, MSFP Inc., where a portion of the proceeds go to music education. For Almost There and Ghetto King, what was the experience like recording those songs?
Recording those songs with Tierra, to have Crown and Tierra together, feminine and masculine, made the songs complete. It made Crown complete. It made Tierra complete. It made the whole royalty part of the career together. It brought it together, and it was just destined for it to happen. So by it being just something that was destined to happen, that it became great and great songs to produce and perform.
Yeah, and there's even if you guys haven't checked it out, there's even a music video out on YouTube for the Ghetto King video. So you guys should check that out. And we're going to leave you with a preview of the new EP from MSFP Crew, which two songs on here were executive produced by Crown, The Orgy and Let Loose. Tell us about making these two songs.
All right, Skipper the Rapper on MSFP Crew. She's a very hot, exotic type of person. Her personality is exotic and hyped. And she would rap these different types of raps, you know, that she would write. But I seen more insight into her when I started making the production for her album. And I was like, you should rap about exotic and entertaining things because that's your personality. And I guarantee that there'll be hits. So we steered away from what she used to write and started to write these exotic songs. And from there on in, it's Go Skipper to me. She's a hot artist. She's beautiful, and she doesn't mind saying what she feels when it comes to sexual activity and exoticness, the whole erotic, exotic idea. I call her the female too short.
And her old single, if you want to compare it, is still available on iTunes, Say My Name. That was an awesome joint, but she sort of has sort of progressed from when she was first started working with MSFP and the MSFP crew, from doing sort of an electronic hip-hop sound to, I think Crown said it best, being like a female too short.
Right.
All right, I'm going to give you guys the preview of the EP right now. And make sure to also check the MSFP Crew Takeover episode on Monday here on Big Sass. I don't
know. Yeah. Who's that? Let's skip on the track. Yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go.